An outbreak of the Ebola virus along the border between the African nations of Gabon and the Republic of Congo has killed 24 people. At least 9 others are infected with the highly contagious disease, and there are 24 more suspected cases. The death toll has been slowly rising since the first death was reported a month ago. Gregory Hartl is a spokesman for the World Health Organization in Geneva. Is this outbreak a surprise?
An Ebola outbreak is always something which you might suspect could happen because Ebola is indigenous to the equatorial regions of Africa. So there are certain countries which you know are at risk of Ebola outbreaks, but you never can know exactly when an outbreak will occur.
What steps are being taken to contain it?
The ministries of health in both Gabon and in Congo Brazzaville have been active since the very beginning in trying to set up proper surveillance and monitoring systems and also specialized care facilities for those suffering from the disease. The World Health Organization has been working extensively then with the ministries of health, with the international organizations in there to do two main things. One, to set up proper care facilities and practices so that people get the care that they need and that healthcare workers themselves aren't infected. Secondly, then, we need to trace all people who have had contact with these people who are known to have had Ebola, because for a 21-day period after the contact, these people could develop Ebola, so we need to watch them closely.
How is Ebola transmitted?
Ebola is transmitted when a person has contact with the bodily fluids of an active sufferer of Ebola. That's to say that if the person is already showing signs of the disease. Ebola is not transmitted through the air like other diseases. You have to come in physical contact with a person who is already sick.
Ebola was first identified 25 years ago and is one of the most deadly known viral diseases, and yet there remains no cure.
Yes, Ebola is certainly very deadly. It's not as deadly as HIV/AIDS, which has almost a 100% death rate, or used to at least. Secondly, the amount of people who die yearly from HIV/AIDS in Africa alone is over 2 million, and over 1 million Africans die yearly from malaria. In the sum total of all outbreaks since 1976, it's only been 1,000 people who have died in the history of Ebola. So from those figures, you can see that the efforts need to be concentrated or have been concentrated on the biggest public health concerns, which are AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis.
How does this outbreak compare with those in the past?
This Ebola outbreak is very small compared to a lot of past outbreaks. For example, early in 2001 and late in the year 2000, an outbreak in Uganda registered over 400 cases and over 200 deaths.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gregory Hartl is a spokesman for the World Health Organization in Geneva.